Lesson is from Lamentations chapter 3, verses 19 through 26. The thought of my suffering and homelessness is bitter beyond words. I will never forget this awful time as I grieve over my loss. Yet I still dare to hope when I remember this. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who search for him. So it is good to wait quietly for salvation from the Lord. The word of God for the people of God.
Lord, we are listening. Thank you, Melissa. Let me help you down. Lamentations. Boy, that's not a book you spend a lot of time in, is it? I was reading in Lamentations the other day. I was like, seriously? Yeah. Great book. Full of great wisdom. And the thing that I love the most is that it is filled with practicality, you know? And we are not exactly sure who wrote it. It might have been Solomon, some say David. There are plenty of evidences throughout the book to help you understand who wrote it, but it doesn't really matter who wrote it, because this person knows us and lived like us. You know what I mean? Stuff every day, living in the world, walking through this world, you know? That's us. That's us. Man, it's not easy. It's not easy to wait. Not easy to wait patiently for God. It's not easy to wait for anything, really. You know, have you ever spent any time in the doctor's waiting room? You know, how many times have you set an appointment and you never see the doctor whenever the time of the appointment is, unless you're like wicked early in the morning. You know, you don't see him or her. You really don't. You go in and you sit and you wait. The thing I like about that is the doctor is sitting in the middle of them. You know, I think they should do that every now and then. Don't you think so? Don't you think the doctor should go out and, hey, you come out here and wait. See if you like it, you know. People get grumpy. I had to have my blood drawn the other day. Man, there was a woman who was absolutely just beside herself because she had been waiting and waiting and waiting. The problem was people were coming in like me and other people who were coming in and they were going before her. And she's like, I've been here for like a half an hour just sitting here and people are coming in and they're going in before me. Okay, miss, we'll get you in next, you know. Waiting. It's tough stuff. But the writer of Lamentations makes it very clear there are times in our lives when we wait. We wait on God. And it's a pain in the neck. Because nobody likes to wait. We want to pray for something and have God answer right then. Okay, God, I need a new job. Bling! You know, it's like throwing the pixie dust. Wing! There's your new job. Paying you twice what you thought it was supposed to get, right? Has that ever happened, Marcia? People get paid immediately twice what they... No, they don't. No. Our HR person. Yeah. Yeah, really true, gang. Really true. It's tough to wait. But waiting on God causes a few things for us to do. And the first one is to remember. Waiting on God causes us to remember. Now, the writer here talks about the fact that he remembers his grief. No matter what anyone tells you, especially if you have lost a loved one, that grief stays with you. It does not magically go away. It lessens over time. You learn to cope over time. Hopefully, prayerfully. You hope to adjust over time. You learn to adjust over time, but you'll always remember your loved one. You'll always remember having gone through the struggle. Now, there are other things that you grieve about and other things that in this world give us trouble. And it causes us, waiting causes us to remember. That's why when you go to, like the Twin Towers, when they fell there a few years ago, you go back to a memorial service there on September 11th, and there's a time of quiet prayer, there's a time of waiting. Why do you do that? Because they want you to remember that day, where you were, what you did, what was going on. But you see, the scriptures here say that it causes us to remember. Very, very interesting scripture. Here's what he says, verses 19 and 20. The thought of my suffering and homelessness is beyond words. I will never forget this awful time as I grieve over my loss. I will never forget this awful time. Waiting on God causes us to remember. And that's hard. That's hard. Secondly, it causes us to hope. Verse 21 is so cool. Even though, you know, I'll never forget this awful time as I grieve over my loss, yet I still dare to hope when I remember this. And that's what we'll talk about next. But he still is hoping in God. Down in verse 24 it says, I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance, therefore I will hope in him. There is always hope in every situation. In talking, you know, and I used to say that, and I would say, oh, that's a nice thing for a minister to say, you know. I'm supposed to say that. Goodness, you're a minister. You're supposed to say there's always hope, you know. But I tell you, those years spent in hospice work, yeah. You're looking at people who have received a diagnosis that is terminal. What hope do they have? I will never forget what I'm going through. I can't forget. So many patients, I remember, through those years, they would say, you know, I wake up in the morning, I'd have a wonderful dream, and I wake up in the morning, and I'm still in this awful situation. I'm still so sick. So what hope do they have? The scriptures say here that our hope comes from an inheritance that is in heaven. Our inheritance is in heaven. That is the hope we have. Even when it may seem so dark for us here, so difficult for us here, the trials and the pressures and the difficulties of this world, we can always say, yet I know my inheritance comes from God. My inheritance is in heaven. My hope is there. My hope is knowing the fact that God is with me in the middle of this. That is my hope. Whether you believe it or not, whether you believe in Him or not, I believe it. He is with you in the middle of your struggle, no matter what it is. But waiting causes us to hope. And to search for hope, you know? Where's my hope coming from? David said in, Psalm 121, my hope comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. Maker of heaven and earth. Causes us to hope. And third, it causes us to trust. It causes us to trust. 22, down through 26, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance, therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who search for him. So it is good to wait quietly for salvation from the Lord. It is good to wait quietly and to trust. You can trust in God. And here's how you can trust him. Here's what the writer has said. We can trust, first of all, in God's faithful love. His faithful love. He is always loving you, no matter what the situation around you may look like. He is always loving you. Always. How do I know that? Because he said so. He is always loving you. And his faithfulness. We can trust in his faithfulness. Sounds like the same thing. I understand that. But no. He is faithful to you. Even when things around me seem to be falling apart and things around you may seem so difficult and so impossible, he is faithful. The scriptures say, as a matter of fact, sometimes we're not faithful in the middle of our struggle. We get sick and tired of waiting, and we start getting angry with God, and we feel like, you know, we're kind of falling apart. We may not be faithful, but the scripture says he is faithful even though we are unfaithful. Incredible. You can depend on the faithfulness of God. You can depend on his mercy. The writer has said it so well. Great is thy faithfulness. Your mercies begin fresh every morning. Your mercies are new every morning. And again, those times when you're falling apart, waiting for God to do something, and you mess up. Anybody ever mess up? You get frustrated with God? Holy mackerel. Where did that saying come from, anyways? Holy mackerel. Somebody was fishing or something. But, it's just true, you know? And we mess up, and God understands that. He treats us with mercy. He doesn't give us what we deserve. Because that's what mercy is. Is when you don't give someone what they deserve. And he is faithful with his mercy and his goodness. God is good all the time. And all the time, you got it. And it may seem impossible what you are going through, but let me tell you, God is good. God is good in the middle of the struggle. Because, you can trust God. And you can trust him while you wait for him to answer. How much can you trust him? Well, it's pretty amazing when you think about it. Pretty amazing. Here's what Isaiah chapter 40 says. Listen to these words. You've known this. Well, I'm not going to read the whole passage to you, verses 21 down through 31. I'm not going to read that whole passage to you, but I'm going to start at verse 28. Listen to these words. Look up into the heavens. Who created all the stars? He brings them out like an army, one after another, calling each by its name. Did you ever notice that? That's how the stars come out at night. Isn't that cool? It's like, pop, there's another one. Pop, there's another one. Pop, there's another one. It's really cool. I love how he says that. Calling each by its name. Because of his great power and incomparable strength, not a single one is missing. Oh, Jacob, how can you say the Lord does not see your troubles? Oh, you know what? Scratch out, oh, Jacob, and write your name in there, you know. Oh, Ron, how can you say the Lord does not see your troubles? Oh, Ron, oh, Israel, as he says, how can you say that God ignores your rights? Have you not heard? Have you not understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weary or weak. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. Oh man, that is so cool. Those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. That's what God does for us. In the middle of all the stuff, the everyday stuff we have to go through, He is faithful, and you can trust Him. It's been very busy these days, and I try to get those devotionals out as much as I can. But I was thinking in between the services this morning about this week in Luke chapter 22, where Peter said, you know, Peter told Jesus, hey, I'll die for you. I'll go anywhere with you. And Jesus told him, you're going to deny me three times before the cock crows tomorrow morning. And here's what Jesus said to Peter. He looked at Peter and he said, you know, Satan has asked to sift you like wheat and weaken your faith. But I have prayed for you. That blew my socks off. Jesus actually prayed for Peter before he went through the trouble. How awesome is that? That's what God does. He prays for us before we go through the trouble. Waiting isn't easy. But I'm telling you, whatever you're waiting for, whatever the situation is, no matter how bad it may seem, the answer is on the way. Father, I thank you. I thank you for your faithfulness to us. Man, none of us like to wait. None of us. We just want our lives to go by smoothly. We don't want any trouble. We just want all good days and bright sunshine and smelly flowers all the time. But we recognize today, Lord, that sometimes we have to wait. Sometimes we just have to wait. And sometimes we go through struggles and we don't understand them. We don't understand why they're here. We don't understand why it's us that has to go through them. We don't get it. We don't understand our illness. We didn't do anything to deserve it. But Lord, one thing we will tell you today, we will trust you. We will always remember our pain and situation. We will always hope in you, though, Lord. And we will always trust in you, always, to our very last breath. Thank you, Jesus, for praying for us before we go through the struggle. That blows me away. So, Lord, bless us, I pray, as we walk with you, and we'll give you thanks for all you do. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. All the people of God said, amen.
The love of God compels us to give our